are back. You, of course, are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. We were just talking with Frank Mara and Maria Abate, the authors of, give me the name of it, it's a long title.
From Landfill to Hallowed Ground, the largest crime scene in America.
Yeah, very very interesting conversation with the two of them, so we really encourage you guys to pick it up wherever books are sold, your Barnes & Nobles, locally if you live in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Of course, you can get it on Amazon.com.
Well, Lisa said in the chat just said she bought it on Kobo, K-O-B-O, which
cool.
is something I'm not even familiar with. She found it.
I think Kobo, or was it Koba, was the bad ape in the Planet of the Apes sequel that I just watched on HBO a couple of days ago.
And yet he was intelligent enough to have picked up this book.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because in the movie, you think Koba died, but perhaps he started a website where you could pick up books.
you know what? Because there was time travel involved in that whole series.
Not in this part of it.
No.
Have you seen the new Planet of the Apes?
No.
Oh, very good stuff.
Cool.
I like the Planet of the Apes movies.
I did, too. Yeah. But I like the Rodney McDowell era.
Oh, the classics.
Yes.
I'm not a classic guy.
I could have told you that.
Mm. I'm a new age type of guy. That's what I am. Should we do a little, where is it? Should we do a little scamming scammer? Should we do that?
Yes, we should.
Yes, we should. We didn't do a lot of it last week. I've got to be honest without you. We touched on it.
Oh, you didn't skip my stories? You waited for me?
We didn't skip them. There wasn't that much going on. Basically, last week I was waiting for DJ. It was a... It's the beginning of 2014, I'm going to say. I was waiting for DJ to get home so we could start infiltrating Belinda. But he was stuck. He was stuck having some weather issues. So we didn't get to him. So we'll do a little scamming scammers. Catch up with DJ. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. All right, let's resume with DJ. Remember, he was originally dating Mavis Mills.
Yes.
Which is a shame because our own Joe Dick Eldorado was dating Mavis Mills, but I intervened and told DJ, you want to run.
Yeah, two-time and tramp.
Yeah, so he left her, and then he got contacted by Gifty, which is a name we heard about from Belinda, one of Belinda's friends,
yes.
And how they were going to go after, Gifty said, we're going to go after these scammers for you in Ghana. And he contacted me, and I said, you probably don't want to do that. But let's have some fun at their expense. Let's see what these rascals are up to.
Yay.
So that's where we left it. So it's January 31st. So I tell him, I go, you're on this group's list to keep in contact with. I've kind of figured it out. That they are like, well, you know what? We still might be able to get it. It failed initially.
Right.
He kind of figured out that Mavis was a scammer because he confronted her. But I bet he wants some justice. So we're gonna try to get on that angle. So
okay.
That's what the group is figuring out. So I tell him to please be careful.
Yeah.
He says, he goes, okay, speaking of which, just out of the blue, the person contacting stopped first of the year when I said we need to talk to figure it out. Now, remember, they contacted him shortly before Christmas, and as we talked about on this show, well, that is prime scammer season.
Because they need the money.
They need the money for gifts.
Yeah.
You know, you have good little boys or girls that you have to buy gifts for.
And they need the money for Gifty.
Exactly. Gifts for Gifty. So they didn't get the money because he didn't send it, and she's kind of disappeared. So it was probably kind of like a Hail Mary attempt by the crew. Go, you know what? Not for nothing. An extra $50 or a couple $1,000, whatever the case may be.
Couldn't hurt.
Make this happen. When he doesn't get back to them in due time, they might say, you know what? Forget this.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. Yeah. I go, yeah, well, you have people on your friends list that are all involved. Because I looked at his friends list, which is open. One of your new friends is friends with Mavis's real brother, Mickey Wynn. Mickey Wynn, who are Sickly Sue.
Yeah.
Is dealing with. So it's all, you could just see all the, and that's what you could do with Facebook. You could really, if you have the inclination to really go through friends lists, and once you figure out a scammer, you can often find out who else they're working with. You can often find out the real people. Because, like, a scammer will create, like, a Mavis Mill profile,
right,
which will be, like, a fake one, which will be, like, Ann Angel, a porn star. Yeah. And then they'll, like, put themselves. So if, like, say, Obi Kenqua is like on that list. Go, wow, I don't think this girl would have a friend named Obi Quinclaw, who's exceedingly black.
Exceedingly black.
And living in Western Africa. This doesn't seem right. Chances are that's the real person behind the profile.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you just have to find someone who suspiciously stands out amongst the friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For some reason, they continue to reach out to you. I say, can you take a screenshot and email me what gift he sent you? He goes, I'm not answering or have any messages in quite some time and just haven't deleted them, thinking when they do again, we will trap them on their scam together, my friend, okay? And then he asked me how life is. I go, okay. I go, just be careful. This is a smart and determined group. Let's see. And then it's just... that's just chit chat between me and DJ.
Oh, okay.
So really, it doesn't really forward what we're doing. But interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is interesting, and also that whole tidbit about how to look at people's friends and figure out how to ferret out. I mean, why do you suppose that they make the fake profile for themselves and then add themselves as a friend to that, so that they can look at it when they're on their own page and keep in touch with it?
Yeah, probably. And they figure people won't figure it out.
Okay.
Because, you know, hey, what's one more guy with 30 other guys that we just friended last week?
You know? Right.
You know, I still get friended by scammers, and I'll put them on a restricted list, which means they really can't see anything on my page. I didn't always do that.
Right.
That's what I do now. Because I still want to have that contact with them, because they're finding me on my real page, but I'm keeping everybody safe. If they're on a restricted list and they can't see me posting about scammers all for the show and everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
So do you sometimes post things that go to general so that they can see it too, so that it looks like you have an active page? And then other things, no?
You know what?
I mean, that's pretty high maintenance.
Really, what's been going on, because I've been dealing with some scammers of late, it's from one of my email accounts. But it's the same type of scam, and we'll get to them at some point many years from now. where it's you know, I'm a refugee in a camp, and you know, thank God I found you. My father died, and life is so terrible here in Togo. But you, a strange email friend that I just found, I think we could start a life together. And by the way, I'll give you 50% of my millions and millions of dollars. So I mean, it's hard to make those scams go longer because they're right in the money right away. The beauty of a romance scam is a good one to wine you and dine you before they stab you in the back.
Yeah, please. At least buy me dinner. Damn. Yeah.
So I have some of those, and they don't last nearly as long.
Right.
But the new trend is they want me to call.
Yeah.
They want me to call a lot.
Why do they want proof of life all of a
sudden?
Because,
well, you know, it's a lot easier to get closer with a phone call and everything. And it's easy to manipulate me. And I'm always a little hesitant to call them because I don't want to give out that thing. If I was traveling more like I was back in the day, I would do it from the road.
Right, but I mean, then there's that whole waking the wife up at 4 a.m. because your scammer needed to chat.
Man. Yeah, we found out. You know what? Calling cards, they don't really ask your phone number.
No, yeah, that wasn't good.
No. But you know, we'll see what happens with that. I got more stuff to do. We're not done with Belinda yet. We're not done, or I should say, Belinda's crew. We still have Mickey Wynn.
Right.
And we have one more wrinkle.
Oh.
One more wrinkle that really fleshes out how this all works and what they're about and everything.
Their whole cell, if you will.
Yeah, one more wrinkle that we'll be getting to in the coming
week.
I'll tell you what, Belinda's really the gift that's been kept on giving. And then we'll move on to other things. We'll move on to other scamming, scammer stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, listen, it's hard. You can't beat the dynamic between fake Davin and real Belinda.
No, that was a love story for the ages.
It certainly was. And fortunately, Joe works very hard at those, bringing those back to life and putting them on the Scamming the Scammer clips on iHeartRadio.
Yes.
So we definitely encourage you to go back and listen to those. All right, let's do a little Scam Busters.
Page. Who are you going to call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird, and she looks real good. Who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
So, last week, well, 2 weeks ago when you were here, Anne had written horrible things about me on her blog and telling me I should withdraw the radio show. And I'm not qualified to host the show, which she may very well be right.
Withdraw.
Which I should withdraw, indeed. Last week, she actually sent me the link.
How to withdraw your radio show?
No, so she could. She doesn't want to go behind my back, so she could. She sent me the link to her blog, just so I saw it.
Yes, you saw that she was saying these horrible things about you.
Yes, and then there was the usual cursing and everybody scammers.
The different colors.
The different colors, damn it all red and ball busting blue. And, yes. You know, a lot of cursing, a lot of good stuff. So, what are we keeping track of this week, Pip?
Okay, well, you know what? I think that we need to switch it up just a little bit.
All right, you're in charge.
Because I am.
It's cat talk.
Well, I think that Mr. Davin is a solid favorite.
I agree. Mr. Davin is a solid favorite.
I think it is. But I think that Mr. So-called Davin. So-called. No. Is it so-called Mr. Davin? Is that how she puts it?
So-called Mr. Davin.
So-called Mr. Davin should be definitely a category.
Okay.
And then she hasn't been using fucking mafias a lot, but we need fucking something.
I'm always for fucking something. I think that's where my stance.
I'm trying to think of what she's been using a lot of.
It's always fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Or idiot mafias or idiot brown or.
Yeah, but no, she was using that. It wasn't fucking mafias recently. She used to say that, and she seems to have stopped. So,
Let's go, woman. We don't got all night for this.
Yeah, I know. How about fucking idiot?
All right, I'd love to.
All right, so now that's what we're going to do in that order. We're going to do Mr. Davin. So-called Mr. Davin, and fucking idiot.
So what are you, what are your guesses, Miss Helix?
Okay, well, I'm going to say that we're going to get one Mr. Davin, we're going to get two so-called Mr. Davins, and one fucking idiot.
And Joe, if you're listening, I don't know if you're listening or puking or what you're doing right now. If you're listening, you can call in and participate. Anybody can call and hang out if they want online. 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. So shall I begin while you gather?
Yes, I'm gathering.
While you harvest?
I'm harvesting the chat room's choices.
The chat room's choices.
Chat room choices. It wasn't easy to say the first time, and it was worse the second.
Yes, well, often it is. All right. So tonight we have a lot of conversations between Anne and the scammers. And she calls this evidence one. And this is a conversation between Anne Jackson and Parker Green, who we've learned is a model.
Okay.
Well, not the real Parker Green. The real Parker Green's a scammer. Right. But the picture they're using is of a model.
Right.
So Anne says, I have no money and I am suffering. I will have problems soon. You know what? Maybe this is a... I'm sorry. This is Miller. This is Miller. And this is not Parker Green. Because it's Skill Pogranda. That's Miller's, one of Miller's handles, I guess.
Alrighty.
So he goes, Green told me Eric needs more, 350 euros. She goes, do not tell me money. Do not tell me money. I have no money. Are you blind? And then on March 18th, 2013, we have this between the two of them. He goes, why? She goes, they took all the money. He goes, from there we can.
Is this Joe?
If this, it sounds like they're puking, it is. Hello, welcome to Davin's Den.
Oh, it's glad to be here. Welcome to be aboard.
Welcome to
what?
Glad to be aboard.
Glad to be aboard.
Oh, okay.
Glad to be hoard?
Bored. Joe, would you like to weigh in on the categories before I continue?
No, I just joined the show. What's the pick from?
Okay, well, first there's Mr. Davin's.
I'll take one.
Of course you will.
And do you want fries with that?
I'm sorry?
Do you want fries with that?
Very funny.
There's so there's so-called Mr. Davin.
Okay, take three.
Okay, and there's fucking idiot.
I'll take four.
Oh, all right.
It's like he's ordering for a whole family.
I know.
All right. All right. So Joe, we're just having conversations between Anne and her scammers. So we continue on March 18th, 2013 with Miller and Jackson. He goes, why? She goes, they took all the money. He goes, from there we can have money. Yes. She goes, I have no money. He goes, who? She goes, I cannot send money anymore.
is not an appropriate response?
The way they communicate is like two autistic children that were dropped on their head, spun around three times for a game of pin the tail on the donkey, and then somebody said, go, communicate. The way she talks to her scammers and they talk to her is worse than that.
I was thinking there were more like parrots that only learn certain parts of the vocabulary. Who? What? Fucking idiot. What?
Yeah, yours is definitely less offensive than mine. We'll go with that one for the record. Mine was terrible.
Your Honor, we were only speaking about parrots, I swear.
Autistic parrots. What?
Oh, no.
They all speak German, and you're like, but we didn't teach you that. They count pennies. Anyway, gotta watch Tweet. I don't know. I'm lost in my thoughts. Like, you know what? This is gonna go nowhere. I'm gonna read.
Why don't you stick to what's on the paper? Right.
Stick to what's on the script, stupid. You did a nice interview where you were a serious journalist. Now read the insanity, you
that
asshole.
Lost your damn mind.
That was a very good interview, by the way.
Thank you, Joe. Anyway, so we'll go on. So then she writes in the email, this is not a conversation between them, but an email, she goes, who asked Jennifer to go to Scotland? I never. This is all info from fucking criminal Miller, who always uses me. I never get any fucking funds. Who did this? Who is a scammer? You are a fucking liar. This fucking criminal always asks me to send money, and there's never-ending payment. He asked me to steal money. He is criminal with green, brown cotton, Eric Bohr. This is the truth that I know.
Wow.
Yeah, it is the truth that you know, and it's all wrong.
All right. Then she sends another email conversation, or not email, instant message conversation. This is between her and Miller. She goes, then she will go to Scotland. And then she goes, or? And he goes, yes.
Choice number two.
He goes, she will take train. You have email from David. David Moore, of course, the FBI agent over in Ghana.
Oh, dear God.
Of course, that's where we keep him.
Yes.
He goes, I'm going to base now. Now, I don't think he means military base. I think he means he's going to go for a double, and he's going to second base now.
Yeah, right.
He's looking at the base coach. Should I?
Should I steal? I'm going to base now.
Oh, well, no.
Everything else. Why not this?
Yeah,
there's no question about the stealing.
Oh, yeah, no, you should steal. What are you, new? Of course you're stealing.
Yeah, the answer is always yes to that.
Steal, yes, indeed. So she goes, who? David Copper? David Moore? I think she's just throwing out Davids now. David Copperfield?
David Cassidy?
David Letterman?
David Spade?
He's almost done, you know.
Who? He goes,
lawyers and thieves.
He goes, please believe me.
Oh.
She goes, never contact me. Tired. Never. He goes, I am trying here. He goes, I'm trying here. Okay? Bye. Me want your money. He actually wrote that.
Me want your money?
Like a Native American or a zombie.
Me want your money. Brains. No money.
You know what? At this point, it's like, fuck it. Enough with the scam. Let's just lay our cards on the table. Me want your money.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
The scammer has had enough of her horseshit.
Yeah, look, we just want your money, lady. You can't you just give it to us?
They're speaking in one syllable. She's like, tired. I'm tired. Me wants money. Tired. Never.
He goes, me want your money. For what? Please think. $200 will do what for me? Well, you can put an add-on on the hut.
Yeah, really?
He goes, oh, my God. Please message Jennifer. Thank you for all your word to me. She goes, I do not care about you. Fuck off. Bye. Because you don't want to be rude and just end the message with fuck off. You got to say bye.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, there's certain...
I do miss you. Fuck off. All my true love to you.
There's certain etiquette which must be followed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
So she goes, fuck off, bye. He goes, I know.
I know!
Bank is waiting for Jennifer. They are on two different planes.
I wish she wrote, fuck off, toodaloo.
Toodles.
Yeah, toodles. Are these people actually talking to one another?
you know, he's got his script and she's got her insanity. So sometimes they don't sync up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, really.
Very much they don't sync up.
All right. So this is then, this is an instant message from December 18th
okay.
of 2013. Miller goes, because her name was there before. They never need your money. This is train money for Jennifer. Please do not do this to her. Oh, my God. She goes, go to hell.
Oh, it's a little softer. She's getting a little softer. Beats fuck off.
They're wearing her down, Joe.
Yeah.
She goes, I do not want to have any relation with you. Just fuck off my life. Bye. Because, again, it'd be rude to just end it with just fuck off my life.
Yeah, you don't close the door and somebody knows you go, please step back. Slam.
Yeah, no, bye. I mean, well, you know, maybe we can work this out.
Yeah, bye.
Christmas Day, December 25th, 2013. Maybe we'll get a Christmas miracle, kids.
Yeah.
So Anne writes, go to hell.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
It was like Joe just left a Santa Claus gig, and Joe's like waiting for a tip, and she's like, go to hell.
That's the first thing she
wrote. Why are you so stating that? You know what? In this whole thing, that's the only fact that will be stated during this whole segment.
She goes, go to hell. Never contact me. I am sick of rumors and sick of people telling lies. I am sick of the scam and everything I do. He goes, I sent $800 to Jennifer this morning. So he's saying, no, I sent money. You should, too.
Yeah, join the bandwagon.
Yeah, really?
No, wait. Now, where did... He's just throwing out random dollar amounts at this point.
Oh, yeah, because he ain't sending shit. He's probably Jennifer. Listen, I just transferred $800. I mean, come on now.
Of course I did.
She goes, I have no money. He counters with, please? But I should note, and this is not the first time, he doesn't write out please. He puts PLS. He doesn't want to commit to the please.
You know? Plus.
And then she's writing to Dr. Melvin, I believe. Dr. Melvin Santos of the UN.
For a lot of people who, you know, all these many times, never contact me again, fuck off my life, and she's still writing to them.
Yes. She goes, do not deny for what you have sent to me. Fuck you, assholes. You are a corrupted UN secretary, and I will expose it to BBC News. Believe in me!
Oh, my God. She's still believing. She's saying...
I can see the thing. We have on BBC News tonight, Run N. Jackson with her story. We call this Fuck Off. Infidel.
Jeez, infidel. She's Japanese, not Muslim. Joe, settle down.
No, that's not more. That thing. Well, yeah. No. Sorry.
So now, Melvin Santos responds, and his email address is very official. It's UNGDAIDGS@secretary.net. So it's for reals.
Secretary.net.
Yeah, sure. She goes, Dr. Melvin Santos, Secretary of the United Nations, goes, the UN funds can be transferred to you if you can obtain the affidavit of oath and also the transfer certificate.
The affidavit of oath.
Very official, yet very vague.
The affidavit of oath?
Yes, Joe.
Yes.
Are they even trying now?
They don't have to.
The certificate of allegiance. What the hell are they cooking?
Well, Joe, you can't call it a certificate of bullshit. It'd be a little obvious.
Yeah, but it's like... The certificate of allegiance, the certificate of truth, justice of the American way. Sign here, please.
Sign here, please.
And she would buy it.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't, but she would.
Sure. So he continues to her. Each cost the sum of $1,500 euro. The total UN refund scheme is 500,000 euros. Will be transferred into your bank account as a complaint as soon as you obtain those two documents. I will help you, Dr. Melvin. And then he goes.
Oh.
One more abuse.
And then he goes. Like, this wasn't bold enough.
I know.
Well, then he goes. one more abusive word from you, and we will never reply to your mail again. Are you an idiot?
Wait a minute. He wanted her to sign the certificate of oath, and then he says, don't curse.
I think she, well, I don't, I think she's just, like, sending, like, the various correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
Are you an idiot? Why will you tell me we all are liars? It is your father and your mother who is a liar. Do you know who you are insulting? I think he meant insulting.
You're insulting? You're a mother.
DDT on me.
I just love how the United Nations secretary is to say, "Hey, you know what? Your mother and your father."
Yeah, yeah. Not even just your mother. Your mother
and
your father.
All liars.
All of your ancestors. They're the liars.
He continues.
Oh no!
Since you think it is a scam, I want you to come to France here so you can see for yourself. We can arrest Brown, which they did before, and you have asked them to release him. Did you send any money to Mr. Eric? If yes, please send the proof that you sent money to him. Then we will arrest him too. Mr. Brown cannot be arrested again because you ordered for his release earlier, Dr. Melvin.
You ordered for his release, so we said, you know, Mr. Criminal. She says no. Go. So there you go.
Feel free to murder, rape, do what you need.
You're free. Go, run into the meadow, little lamb.
Jackson says you can go ahead.
Unbelievable.
For most people. not for our friends.
The stupid is strong in this one.
The stupid is. These are not the morons we were looking for. So then she, I think she's writing to me. Might be wrong. It's hard to tell. This fucking Miller changes his words. Is he a real soldier? There is something in common for American people. They often change words and deny everything they did and then attack the real victims. This is the truth. This is fucking criminals as well as mafia ways. Is that on the board?
Darn, no.
So-called Edito Davin. I think she was going for idiot.
Wait, so-called Editoed?
Edito, but it's idiot. So-called Idiot Davin.
Darn, because there's fucking idiot and there's so-called Mr. Davin. That was a hybrid.
That's the beauty of an Ann Jackson. You never know which lunacy and insults are going to come together for the magic that she puts on paper.
Right. I would like to almost put a half for each.
You can't.
No, I know. Yeah.
She continues, this is American ways. Assholes, USA. Which, you know, you never hear that chant at the stadium. It's always USA. US. But what they bleep out is for you, it's first, assholes, USA, assholes, USA.
Yeah, I never hear enough of that.
No. That's my favorite chant.
You just hear like an asshole with the American flag waving behind it, like, you know, when you see Superman on the moon in America, you know?
Yeah, yes.
You just see a big asshole with a flag sticking out of the asshole.
Sticking out of the asshole.
It's our new emblem. We're no longer Uncle Sam. It's American assholes.
Yeah, right. We're Uncle Anus.
He said Uncle Anus. It wasn't racist. It was offensive. It was offensive for other reasons.
Look for the...
You have to come in. What that motherfucker said? Oh, okay, that was anus.
It's anus. It's Uncle Anus. He stinks. Anyway. Anyway. She continues. See through the truth for what you have said to me. The victim who called us and started this whole thing cannot afford the truth because she lies. The truth is going to cost. If we've learned anything from scammers, the truth is going to cost you.
Yes, it certainly is.
Or at least their version of it.
How many euros now? 500,000?
This fucking Miller always changes his words. Shame on USA. Well, I never.
Whoa.
It's all our fault now. Brown Cotton made lots of mistakes. Of course he did. Then he started threatening me. By the way, I am waiting for this Miller's dead news, because he said to me that he will commit suicide after returning the money to me. He never returns the money to me, since he is a real scammer. I will shut down everything before I expose the whole to the world.
We're back to asshole.
Yeah, I that's all I can deduce.
Wait a second. He said he would kill himself after he would give her the money?
Yeah, I don't. She's very disappointed that he's still alive. He promised to kill himself.
She was waiting for his dead to her.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She goes, I will do what I said because I am a person who exposes the truth. And there we have to go with, do ya?
Really?
Yeah, do ya.
Are ya?
Oh, my God.
Will ya?
Could you?
Ay, ay, ay. She continues, so-called idiot Melvin, you play dirty on me.
Wow, that's...
Wow, those are fighting words.
You trust the people, Eric Born, Brown Cotton, and you use these fucking U.S. soldiers, Green and Miller, who use me. You are fucking assholes. They are not heroes, but criminals.
You know, she sounds like a pissed-off 16-year-old girl.
I don't think so, Joe. I don't. No.
No. Well, in the way that she just, like, starts carrying on and like, screaming and yelling and using F-bombs every 2 minutes.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Her choice of wording and her
Now, in Joe's defense, he does hang out at the compound a lot, so it's not unreasonable
he hears a lot of that.
It's not unreasonable that Joe and the three of us would be the expert on what a pissed-off 16-year-old girl sounds like.
Hear a lot of 16-year-old girls screaming curse words?
When you find out you're not going to be the forever girl, I guess it's hard to take.
Yeah, it's the last evening of those acquaintances he hears the most of that.
Yes. So then we continue with the conversation between Anne and Miller. Anne goes, "I will commit suicide after shut down my blog and videos."
What is this?
This is a suicide threat.
I know, but what?
She continues, "You will know what is going on now. Idiot Melvin sets up my life." Fuck you. She continues, "Never contact me. I swear it to you. If I meet you, I will use knife to kill you." That's very specific.
Yeah.
He responds, "Me?" She goes, "Yes.
Yes, you. Yes, I'm telling you."
She continues, "It is you who fuck up my life. Go to hell forever." So she's saying, not a vacation, not a trip. Hell's your forever place.
Forever. Well, we were just planning on going for a week.
No. Take all your shit. It's where you're going to reside forever, Joe.
No, take all your shit. I think I'm going to hear that on Judgment Day, to tell you the truth.
Which one? For the divorce or Real Judgment Day?
I think the real one. I think both.
Just see God. See Satan over there? Yeah. He wants you to take all your shit and go to your new forever home. No, the Matchbox cars, too. Yeah. Joe's like, but they're going to melt. God goes, I don't care.
Take it all.
Take it all.
Can I just stay for a week? I'll be here all the week. Try the really, really well-done veal.
Yeah. It's far too much crisp because it's 12,000 degrees every day.
Joe's never looked so dark.
Nice tan. Charcoal.
So she goes, go to hell forever. All of you are coward. I will have no time. He goes, thanks.
What?
Not for nothing. I mean, the woman is planning to commit suicide. She's all... You know, I mean, wouldn't you think you would try to console her a little bit?
Well, no, Joe, because he's a scammer.
Yeah, but you figure if she kills herself, then, you know, she won't get any more dough.
Joe, we found out how they reacted when Dick El Dorado killed himself.
They could give a shit. Yeah.
They don't care, because they're horrible, horrible people, Joe.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The other one listened to fake Davin getting shot by his wife, and she... She called back looking for money.
Look at Joe fucking laughing about me getting shot.
Because it was very entertaining.
They don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
Horrible.
They're scammers.
Just call back going, hey, kick his corpse and see if we can get his wallet out from under him.
Not for nothing, but the body's still warm. Does he got a fitty in there? So he goes, thanks. She goes, after shut down everything. He goes, bye. So she goes, so do not reply. She continues, go to hell. He goes, yeah, fine. She goes, these hunters are dangerous. So Miller goes, why not kill yourself now?
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
So
why wait?
So, Joe, it's not even a lack of compassion. They're actively encouraging.
Not a lack of passion,
it's a lack of patience.
It's a lack of... Listen, not for nothing, but I've had enough of your abuse.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to kill yourself.
Move on, get this over with. We get it.
It's going to take you too long to shut down your blog. Just do it already.
I mean, if he's so sick of...
God.
If the scammer's so sick of her, you know, just stop communicating.
Stop communicating.
Like I did. But he's like, no, kill yourself.
Oh, boy, that was close. Sorry.
Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm just about home.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He's going to his forever hell.
You're in your forever hell.
So he goes, why not kill yourself? She goes, I will. Why not? He goes, asshole.
Wow.
She goes, I will post this on my blog. Let people know the truth. He goes, you are mad. She goes, what is madness? Fuck you. He goes, you know how much I lost? I don't even understand. January 13th, 2014. She goes, how much do I lose? Go to hell. You destroy my real life. You are a killer. Fuck your gold bars. I will post that one, too, to show the truth how you scam me. You will go to hell. Forever. You will see what is going on. Miller finally responds, you made Brown send money to Jennifer. She goes, so what? Go to hell. He goes, you insult a little girl like that?
Are you talking to me? You calling me a little girl?
She almost got hit by a truck.
She lost all her bags of money, Joe.
You insult a little girl like that? What?
She goes, so what? Go to hell. He goes, you insult a little girl like that? She goes, forever. He goes, well, fuck you. She goes, do not send me message. He goes, fuck off. She goes, I will block you out, posting you everywhere. Fuck you. He goes, they'll fire your ass.
Who will fire her?
I guess the job where they stole her money. Remember, they took money and she borrowed money from the job.
Right.
He goes, do it now. She goes, why not? He goes, asshole. Slut.
Slut?
Slut.
That's new.
Well, he's real military. She goes.
Wait a second. Lisa says, oh, my God, would one of them please off themselves?
Now, she takes this next comment from the I know you are, but what am I category.
Oh, good.
And goes, you are.
You're a big slut.
She goes, I will post you. He goes, fine. I did nothing to you.
I will post you?
I think online.
Okay.
They didn't know they were going to get this type of press.
Really? I'll show everybody everything that you ever did to me.
She continues, fuck you. You will go to hell. This is what I can see. Go to hell. Fuck you. He goes,
you too. Back at you, babe.
She goes, fuck idiot people.
Wait.
Fuck idiot people.
Wait. Oh, wait. Fucking idiot was a category. Does this count?
No, I think she's trying to fuck idiot people.
Oh,
I think
darn.
She's talking about the people I've slept with.
So close.
She continues, you are a scammer. He goes, you go to hell. Idiot. Me? Ha ha! She goes, you are. He goes, you are the scammer. She goes, why not arrest all the hunters? He goes, you are. She goes, go to hell. Do it. Why not? You cannot arrest me. He goes, they will do it. She goes, idiot so-called authorities. She goes, he goes, Miller goes, you lost. She goes, this is why. They commit crimes. And then Miller goes, and sure, they will shot you.
Oh, yeah.
She continues, they will stop the victims to comply with the authorities. He goes, never you contact me. The scammers had enough. Never you contact. Enough of your horseshit, lady.
You stop talking to me.
So he goes, never you contact me. She goes, so come to shoot me. I will never. Continued from January 13, 2014. She continues, fuck off my life. Go to hell. He goes, I have suffered too much for you. The scammers. Enough. I'm not getting paid enough for this lady.
I've suffered too much for you.
It's a holiday.
It's like, God, you're killing me with this crap, lady. That's so funny.
She goes,
hey, guys.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you. I just pulled into my house. I got to run into the old boudoir. It might be a while, so I'm going to be signing off. All right?
Okay.
All right, Joe. Feel better.
Feel better.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I think he said, I'm going to run into the old boudoir. I hope he's not going to puke all over his bedroom now, just out of spite.
Is that what a boudoir is?
Yeah. I think. I
didn't think it was a bathroom.
Yeah, no. He said boudoir. I think he meant he's gonna go run and puke all over his bedroom because he's all confused.
Well, if the soon-to-be ex is in there, I might see him doing that.
Yeah, you know
what? A little projectile vomit spite. My favorite type of vomit.
You know what? I think he's got a strategy. Let's wait and see what happens.
All right, we will. Okay. He goes, I have suffered too much for you. She goes, that is your problem. He goes, bye! He gave her scammer bye!
Scammer long bye!
Scammer, we haven't had a good bye! Oh.
I scammed by you long time. Bye.
Bye. He goes, I will delete you now. She goes, do not send any message to me. Do it now. Fuck you. Never contact me. He goes, how much? You made the poor girl go to Scotland. You are wicked. She goes, I don't know.
I don't, but you are wicked. You made the poor girl go to Scotland. He's still on about this.
Here Anne's confused. She goes, wicked what? Do not send me any messages. Fuck you. There is nothing to do with me.
Wait a minute. You just said a big funny. Here's Anne's confused. Wait a minute. Back up. How many months of that have we already heard?
I know.
Here's Anne's confused.
So then she emails, so-called idiot Melvin. I have the proof that Eric Bohr asked me to send the money to David Moore and he denied it. Unfortunately, you are a fucking liar too because he asked me to send the money to David Moore. This is not fucking insult, but you lie. You are not a real human being. Eric Bohr always asked me to send the money to David Moore. These people are fucking liars. You too. You can see they are always asking money and changing words. James H. Miller's a fucking scammer working with Green, Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr. You are the real male criminal.
Wait a minute. So now she's finally starting to come around to they are scammers. And
yeah, I'm sure she'll get it. Yeah. I'm sure this is the time and sinks in.
Yeah, but this is. Wait, isn't this her talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've been down this road before.
Yeah, we have. It almost seemed like she got it, and then she backtracks. Yeah. She goes, no, they're real.
I'm really, You're struggling all of a sudden.
Well, I think I gave you my allergies.
No, we shouldn't have made it out on the break. She goes, who is looking for the funds? It is never me, but Miller. Why does he look for the funds and ask me to pay for the fees? He is a fucking scammer lying to me. Who is a liar? Fuck you, assholes. You all keep silent, and this is why I will send out all the info, which is the truth, killing the real victim. And you all destroy my whole life. This fucking Miller uses me. He will kill himself, but never! I am waiting for his death. This is the whole truth! No one will love a person who is a mafia! Who will love those Miller, because he always falls for one woman after she exposed his nature.
Well, she exposed his nature. Now it's starting to sound good.
She removed the fig leaf. I cannot believe this kind of person, because he is looking for my funds. The main motif is to kill me and divert the funds, or doing money mule. This man said he would pay to my company, but fucking lies. He never said he is hiding somewhere. He is a captain? Assholes. He is not a human being. Shame on USA Captain who did this to me.
He's a captain, assholes.
Well, that's my favorite team. If I was going to have a team of captain assholes, I'd want a captain. Joe would be my captain of assholes.
Captain, assholes. Notice that it's so powerful, there's not just one. It's Captain Assholes.
No.
He has several.
There's a lot of gas going on. Then, excuse me, we have more emails between Anne, or not emails, I'm sorry, instant messages between Anne and Miller.
Oh, I bet these ones will make more sense.
I'm sure this is going to be the coherent shit. So Anne goes, you and FBI man kill me. This shit lie will spread out soon.
This shit lie?
I will tell people the truth soon. I also cut the ties with you. You really kill me. I cannot believe that I tried to help you. He goes, you can't do that now. I don't know what that means.
You can't help me now?
I don't know.
And this is Miller, right?
Miller.
Okay.
The gold bars and, you know.
Yes.
Help out my pal Parker Green. And we'll catch some scammers.
Yeah.
You want it, he's got it. She continues, what I got is to go to jail. You do kill my life. He goes, you can't go to jail. She goes, I hate this bullshit lie. He goes, I message Eric to pay for the ECC. So he continues, I know. She goes, you kill me. He goes, fuck you too.
Well.
He continues, you destroy me. She goes, you kill me. He goes, you and Brown. She goes, you are a killer. FBI man too. Interpol too. He goes, get out.
Get out.
She goes, everyone. He goes, don't contact me again.
It's you my finish. House. You get out.
You finish me. Brown will know today. She goes, you are shit. She does not spell that out. She writes the letter U, like she's texting with like an ex-boyfriend.
You are shit.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Ah, the kids today.
Yeah.
She continues, you are a killer. You all threaten me to pay and pay. Mafias! Killers! I do hate you. Never contact me. You're also mafia. You do finish me, and I will send out the news today! The bullshit lie destroys my life and kills me. You are a real killer. I will see all of you arrested since you do kill me. I guess from above? I don't know.
I don't know.
February 19th, 2013. He continues, me?
That's how he starts?
He goes, me?
Me?
I will arrest you. You talk to a captain. She goes, it's none of my business. You make my life useless. You are a real killer. Fuck you. I cannot work. Fuck you. Fuck off my life.
I love that.
Miller goes, I never did. You destroy me. You contacted me. And you sent Brown to me. My boys are going now. Wait for the news. Everybody's talking to the news.
My boys are going now.
Maybe to kill her. I mean, they've threatened her before. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So he's saying that. Lisa says, it's like a car accident. Can't look away.
That's why I read it.
I know. But now he's sending out the boys.
The boys are back in town. She goes, that is your problem. I do not care. Do not send this fucking message to me. You want to murder someone? It is none of my business. My company already think you're all scammers. Fuck you.
Wait, so now her company already thinks you're all scammers, though, but the company knows?
Because they're not a bunch of assholes.
No, I know, but she's been telling them. She borrowed money from them.
I'm sure she didn't tell them the whole picture, and now the money's not coming. And like, hey, you know what? They're a bunch of scammers, dipshit.
Yeah.
But I wonder if she's like, Tim, no, I'm an expert. They are mafias, and they're corrupted officials. They're not scammers.
Yeah, of course.
She continues, I like to. He goes, you destroy me. She goes, fuck off my life. He goes, motherfucker.
Ooh, now they're pulling out the big guns.
Bitch.
Whoa.
She goes, I'll block you out, believe me. He goes, you and Brown. She goes, never contact me. He goes, get lost. She goes, I will finish him, and I don't think in the sexual way.
No, I didn't think so.
Miller goes, who are you? He goes, I will call. Excuse me. I suck. Cock. She goes, I will call FBI. Head office. He goes, let me block you now.
Why don't they block each other?
Because they
love each other.
There's so much chemistry between these two.
You just want
them to go and fuck already.
These kids are tearing each other's clothes off in their minds.
Guys,
my God.
Turn on the webcam. Let's get to it.
Really?
Let's have some intercontinental cyber sex.
Come on.
The sexual tension between you two.
Really? It's just like, let's get the KY and the squid and get to slapping skins.
Yeah, send your ink all over my tits. Let's get to it, kids.
Really?
Yes.
Pour your squid ink on me.
Listen, I've been there. I know the allure of a scammer. The sexual tension. It's too much.
Well, you know what? There's something about them throwing around the fuck.
And your mother's a liar, your father's a liar.
Yeah, you're a slut. Come here. Let me show you what a bad slut you are.
Before you kill yourself.
Yeah. Come over and visit me.
Yeah. It's really quite interesting.
It is.
I don't know what to say about this. So he goes, let me block you now. She goes, do it. She goes, I will call FBI now. He goes, they arrest you too. You are the accomplice of Brown. She goes, fuck you. Who? Me? I have all the evidence. He goes, you bitch. She goes, you are.
No, I know you are, but what am I?
She goes, not me. He goes, Brown has his own too. She goes, I will make him in the big shit.
Wait, are you talking about Joe's illness, or are you talking about what's going on with these kids?
I don't know. Maybe Brown's corn, made of corn. I don't know.
I don't remember eating corn. Fucking
this
corn.
This shit is so scattered. But these two are doing high finance together. They're moving money around. The bagel. This guy can't communicate for shit. Yet he fooled her, the expert. And
she is
so out there. And people go, oh, yeah, she makes sense.
Yeah, let me follow her because she is going to be the one to expose all this.
She's going to tell the news and the BBC.
Oh, I know.
But in her defense, she didn't mean a British broadcasting company.
Who did she mean?
She meant the big black cock. She's going to be telling the Indian scammer, the African scammers, the big black cock.
Come here, baby. Tell it to the BBC.
He just plump. Just puts it in front of the cat. Talk to it, baby. Fuck off my life. Don't you want it?
Yeah, you want it.
Yeah. She goes, he goes, Brown has his own too. She goes, I'll make him in the big shit. He want to kill me. He goes, he is already dead meat. Because apparently this is like Arnold from A Different Strokes talking about the Gooch. He's already dead meat. Really, 80s sitcom threatens?
Dead meat. God, they're just... It really... he has the IQ of a 12-month-old. Yes, Lisa, you're right. I mean, they really do sound like they are making the most ridiculous just comments at each other and cursing, and none of it makes any sense.
No.
It's just like... it really is like on a playground. I know you are, but what am I? Sticks and stones. Oh, yeah, your mother. Oh,
yeah, but somebody would leave crying and it would be over.
Right.
They don't.
A teacher would come out. Recess is done. Somebody's getting, you know, sent to the principal, but done.
February 19th, 2013. See, she sends me all this shit, but it's all out of order.
Right.
Jackson goes, come here.
Ooh.
Yeah. This stupid scam kills me. Oh, this is taking a different turn than I thought it was going to. I thought we were going to finally get that, ease that tension we were looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, really?
He goes, please leave me alone. I said, please.
Please leave me alone.
When
crazy
the scammer,
lady.
You know you're kicking ass. When the scammer's like, please, just stop.
Just go away,
go
really.
Away. Girl, don't go away mad. Girl, just go away. She goes, you're fucking gold bars. Why do I need to pay for it? You kill me. You blame people. He goes, pay what? She goes, tax clearance. Certificates. Fuck you. You're all liars. He goes. Now, Joe often talks about there's not a lot of truth in these things.
Not a lot of truth?
Truth in these conversations.
Oh, yeah.
If Joe was on the line, I would ask for his take on this. Because she goes, you are all liars. Miller goes, you are a fool.
There it is. There's the one golden nugget of truth.
He continues, you don't know who lied to you, bitch. She goes, I'll block out everything and never contact all of you mafias, scammers. I will never, never. You are asshole. And Finn.
Oh, lovely, lovely. What a lovely episode.
Oh, so what, before we get out of here, what is your takeaway from that, Miss Helix?
It sounds just increasingly insane. It really does sound like two people having completely different conversations. Like, they're not even talking to one another anymore.
It is amazing how these two nitwits could get together to work out for her to be scammed.
It's kind of amazing that they understood each other well enough to figure out how to send money.
Well, I guess a scam is the international language. It's not love.
But I'm just saying... how did he even work out what they wanted? Because nobody is making any sense. Except, as Lisa says, finally a wee nugget of truth. You are a fool. You know?
It really is.
I know. That is the one moment.
But I thought that
what
was...
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think at this point the scammers have had enough of her horse shit. They've gotten money.
Yes.
They've had enough of her horse shit.
It's hilarious that they're telling her to go away. I mean, not that they're, like, cursing her out. That's pretty funny. But they're just like, just leave me alone.
It's not worth the abuse. We've gotten the money. No more money's coming. She's saying she's broke.
Yeah.
Enough. But again, you know, what a moron scammer. Stop responding. Yeah. I stopped responding. We haven't had a response from me in days after she, you know, berated me
yeah.
and everything and, you know, told me to withdraw my radio show and write some little nasty blogs. I'm not going, and furthermore, never contact me again.
Yeah.
No, I just stopped.
It's like, okay, I get the message.
I got my breaking point. I've had enough of this.
Well, see, here's the difference. You understand English.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe there's also the little glimmer of hope from these scammers. Maybe some more money's coming.
I don't know why they would even possibly think that about her, because she doesn't seem to have anything.
Yeah, but in the past she hasn't had anything. But, you know, according to her, she's borrowed from students. She's borrowed from her job.
That's who I really feel bad for. Not her. She's obviously a fool. You know, a fool and their money is,
right.
are soon parted. But she has... taken money from students and her workplace?
But lots of victims do that. They don't, you know, they tap themselves out. They remortgage the home. They borrow from family and everything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when you're in, you're in.
Right, right.
It's sad.
It is.
But anyway, all right. Oh, my voice is going.
I know. Well, just in time. It happens to be the end of the show.
It does. I apologize for all the coughing.
Oh, please, I've been hawking up loogies like somebody's granddad all night. I'm sorry, everybody. It's just allergy season is upon us with a vengeance.
Let's thank some folks.
Yes.
For letting us be here tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we can be here no matter what. It's my place. But, you know, for paying for us to be here.
Yeah, you can be here no matter when you want.
Sure, I live
anytime.
Here.
Anytime, yeah.
Before I do this, before I sign off, wife is having surgery tomorrow, so I want to wish her luck.
Yeah, good luck to your wifey.
Yeah, and thank you, Pip. You're taking her to Jersey so she can get into the hospital. I can't because I got the kid.
Right.
So, so she's having a knee surgery. So you might be hearing more frazzled me next week because we're going to have the wife home 24/7. I have to help do everything.
Yeah.
And we got the sister-in-laws invading for the week.
Oh.
So it should be an interesting.
Uh-oh.
Mr. David.
Yeah.
Next week. There might be a lot of controlled rage or, like, uncontrolled.
and that'll be me.
Yes. The top of the show might be, might have.
Screaming.
Yeah. Because I need to vent.
There will be
but
a lot of chit-chat in the first segment.
Yes. But hopefully, I'm sure it'll be fine for my wife and everything.
Yeah.
She's having a ACL and meniscus.
Yee.
This is what. See, my wife made a stupid mistake, much like Joe did this past weekend. You need to know, and I'm often guilty of this. She did the kickboxing last year.
Right.
And she hurt herself. And this is how she did the damage. If you're smart, when you get to be our age, you turn yourself into a human veal. Don't move.
And hence my plan.
Exactly. And this is why, well, you have your own ailments, too. But if you try to be athletic, and really, you know what? My softball season's starting up soon.
This
weekend. But I can't play.
Can you just put yourself on the DL right now?
Well, I was going to ask. I was going to ask, what's the injury this year? What are we going with here?
Rotator cuff. I just pulled that out.
Oh, because I think I had two separated shoulders last year.
Mm.
But the interesting thing about me is I'm injured. I can't walk. I can't throw. I still play.
I know.
So you're going for shoulder injury again?
Yeah, I'm going for shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, last year was an injury-plagued year. The year before was not. The year before that was. So maybe I'll have a healthy year.
Okay.
So we'll see. Soon enough.
Well, I'm touching wood for you.
Thank you. It likes it.
Yeah. Sorry to your wife.
She's not gonna be here to touch
your
it.
Wood.
She's not gonna be here to touch it.
It's all right.
Nobody touches my wood.
Well, and it is good luck
to touch my wood.
If somebody touches your wood.
I tell people it's like a genie. You should rub it.
I know what wish to make.
It works for Josh Duggar. It can work for me. Anyway, all right, let's thank some people.
The chat says, good luck to your wife and prayers for her.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, look, we do attract decent people to this show. It's unbelievable.
Well, we were talking before the show about a comment I made on somebody else about somebody else's show on their page and everything.
Right.
About a guest that they had on.
Mm-hmm.
A guest that we talked about.
Right.
Who I think is a relatively despicable person.
Yes.
So I brought that up on the person's on the show's Facebook page, and I was attacked.
Of course you were.
But I mean, as hateful as we are, and despicable as we are, and as awful as our fans are,
keep going.
In the grand scheme of radio talk shows, pretty nice folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Us and our fans.
Yes,
pretty nice folks.
Although, and Lisa, as far as she would go on your reason for being on the DL, she figures that you're going to get a hangnail. So,
that's a little insulting, because you know I'm tougher than that.
Yeah, no, you'd still play with a hangnail.
I played with a ripped-up leg.
I know.
I couldn't even walk, I was still hitting.
You would have the bloody sock.
I would be.
I would.
Yeah, but no! Oh, you got to stop! Oh, when it starts to bleed, it's too much!
That's really feeling the burn!
Oh, I love our quality type too, but enough!
Oh my God, give your hand and me a rest!
No, but see, Lisa underestimates me. I play through pain.
No. I think that she was just not wishing any bad injuries on
me. No, I think she was calling me a pussy. But anyway.
Well, I'm not going to dispute that.
Why would you?
No.
Let's thank some folks, shall we?
Yes.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. We hope to have Sensei Fudiko in studio sometime within the coming weeks.
Neat.
Always a fun time when we have Russ
yes.
in studio and everything.
Yes. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York.
I am hungry. Goldberg's.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, yeah. Goldberg's.
Well, we got some chicken. I have some chicken upstairs. Lisa made chicken. There's plenty of
chicken.
Want some chicken?
Yeah, I'm going to have some.
All right. Touch the wood, choke the chicken. Anyway, we move on. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Hey, it's summer. Got to look good, right?
That's right.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sour cream.
Yum.
That sounds good, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. We got to have the owner of a Goldberg's, Jeff, in here again, so we can do another Joe and Jeff Save America.
Oh, my God.
That was a fun bit.
That was funny.
We got to get them in here again.
All righty.
Well, I mean, Joe, we got to get back in here, too.
Yeah, we have to place our order so he can bring us food.
From Joe?
Oh,
I said we got to get Joe back in here.
Oh,
Jeff.
Yeah, no. Joe's not going to bring us food.
Well, if he is, I don't want him touching any of it.
No. I just meant, you know, we'll go, okay, here's my credit card. Bring us this, that, and the other thing from Goldberg's.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, and thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything else that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets is also known for their special events, like Friday, July 24th, got another little comedy show going on.
Nice.
Yep. They're hosting Side Splitting Productions. Our headliner for that night will be Eric McMahon from HBO.
Wow.
We have our feature, Rick Allen, who is a contributing writer for Letterman, speaking of Letterman, and Mike Keegan, who performs at Foxwoods Casino. So it's going to be a good show.
Wow. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's going to be on July 24th. Always a great event. But you got to go check them out, because you got to go to Portobello's. You got to go visit them at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or you can go to their phone number, which is 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990. And, of course, you can visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello's.
Yes.
It's the first time I actually read that copy.
Really?
I wrote the copy. I just never read it because Joe usually reads it.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I was thinking, why do I not remember hearing this in your voice? That makes sense.
You hear so much in my voice.
And I hear you in my head all the time, and it's nasty, nasty.
I think I've been civil this evening.
You know you have.
Yes.
There's always next week.
yes, there is. Cool thing is Vincent from Portobello, manager of the banquet facility, he's going to be in on our always popular Father's Day Worst Dad show.
Yes.
On June 16th, which he's going to help us determine the worst dads, which sometimes it gets pretty heated in here.
Oh, yeah. No, there's been climbing over the laptop and strangling before. So
I'm also, he's a father, too.
We better wear padding, that is all I'm saying.
Why?
You know, it gets ugly. It's hotly debated.
It is hotly debated.
Yeah.
It is very hotly debated.
I didn't mean I was going to go for, you know, the
brisket.
I didn't
know what you meant. The brisket. Leave Goldberg's out of this. Side Splitting Productions. You need a comedian. You need a kids entertainer, like a magician, a balloon animal, a costumed character. karaoke, you want to call us at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, and of course go to the website, sidesplittingproductions.com. Before I say where we're going to be this week, I want to thank, again, the authors of From Landfill to Hallowed Ground, The Largest Crime Scene in America. I want to thank Frank Mara and Maria Abate for joining us. I really enjoyed having them on the show.
Great interview.
Like to have them again at some point. Miss Helix. Will Mr. Helix be anywhere?
No, not this weekend.
Well, he'll be with you.
Yes.
I will be somewhere this weekend.
Where are you going to be?
Besides being home and running around taking care of the wife.
Yes. Here.
And two Little League games this week.
Bring me more chicken soup!
Boy! Boy!
Ringity ding 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 ding.
This is lukewarm! I asked for piping hot! Boy, you're doing it wrong! And then back slap.
Where's my hot towel?
Where's my hot toddy? I just go to my little corner and just like the little bitch I am in my tattered rags.
I want the crusts cut off. Slap.
It's going to get medieval up in this bitch.
Yes, it is.
But before then, I should still be in good shape by Saturday, May 30th. I'll be in Highland Falls, New York at the fire department because they do a lot of shows in firehouses. So go to the Highland Falls fire department to see me this Saturday while I still have my sanity. It's been a lot of fun tonight, Miss Helix.
It has been. It's been up, down, sideways, and back.
Good to have you back in studio, back on the show. Hopefully
thank you.
Joe will feel better soon. Joe won't act like a maniac and party on the weekend and go, what happened?
No, once he's done with the poor belly pucatorium, he will be back here.
There is nothing worse than when the stomach goes.
Oh, no.
It's bad news. So, Joe.
Yeah.
Godspeed, pal.
Yeah.
We hope your toilet isn't forever hell. Hope you feel better soon, big guy.
Hope you feel better. That's the worst.
Yes.
Clutching the porcelain. Yes. Worst.
Thank you guys for listening live and hanging out in the chat room not hanging out and listening. Thank you guys for listening on the replay. Always appreciate that. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.